Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
When you're down and trouble.
Sweet Baby Jane's bringing us back to 7 till the hour. 53 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks for hanging out with me. My website is smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you go there and use it to your advantage. Lots of stuff there. We update it every day. Something new there every day. Lots of new stuff every day. So check it out, smallbusinessadvocate.com. Having a great visit with our good friend Pete Sepp. He's with National Taxpayers Union. Pete, tell us about NTU.
We were founded back in 1969 to work for lower taxes, smaller government, more accountability from public officials at all levels. Although we've certainly experienced our share of defeat, we have had a lot of victories along the way, especially in imposing tax and expenditure limits on states and localities. That's been a very important factor in trying to control a growth of government at all levels.
And an organization that I'm proud to say that I've been telling you about for a long time, folks, when you hear me talking to you about taking a little bit of your budget, you know, and contributing to organizations like the, Small Business and Entrepreneurship Council, Galen.org for healthcare, Small Business for the small business work that they do, and NTU for the tax work that they do. These are the companies, these are the organizations that are legit, not only legitimate, but they're effective. And as effective as possible, though, Pete, I mean, I feel like you guys, you know, you need more money? Do we need to get you bigger bullets, you know, bigger guns? What do we need to do to turn this tide around? I mean, we're going in the wrong direction, Pete.
Yeah, obviously we need more resources, but those resources can come in many forms, not just financial, but human resources.
Yeah.
I tell you, in this age of email and computer-generated letters and the like, a congressional office still responds to a telephone call or a letter written by a person using their own words.
Yep.
And surveys are conducted for those kinds of things. Hill staffers in Washington, D.C. are asked questions about this. What do you respond to the most? It's phone calls and personal letters.
Right.
Still comes down to that. And a small business owner has tremendous leverage with his or her member of Congress. People don't realize that.
Because you're a center of influence. You're an employer of other voters. You are a center of influence.
Exactly. And all you have to do is speak from your heart and your head saying, I know that as a small business owner, this new tax is going to ruin my profit margin, my ability to hire people.
Tell them that you believe that if they don't repeal the 1099 provision of the health care bill, that it will cost you, whatever money you're going to get out of me, it'll cost me triple that in the form of compliance and lost opportunity.
Yeah, that kind of message will resonate on the Hill.
Yeah. Yeah, so folks, we need to, Pete, is it romantic? Is it naive? Is it delusional for me to say we need to take our government back?
No, it's quite a practical
isn't that where the stakes are right now? We don't need to we don't need to just let them know that we're not happy and please change your behavior. We've got to go beyond that, don't we? We need to take our government back, don't we?
Yes, we need constant involvement of the people who make this economy go, with members of Congress, telling them on a daily basis what they're doing wrong and how they can fix it.
Well, we've also got to encourage the right people to run. Then we have to vote for those people. Then we have to support those people. But I'll tell you, Pete, if small businesses could get organized the way labor is, the way the big companies are, the way the government unions are, the government employees are. If small business were as organized as either one of those groups, we could rule the world because there are that many of us. The largest single connected constituency in the world, in the United States at least, is small business.
Absolutely.
Approximately, in my estimation, 100 million people in the U.S. are directly connected to small business, and maybe more than that.
Oh, I agree with that. And so many of the things our government does now at the margins are affecting small businesses and their ability to lead this economic recovery.
Right.
That's where it's so very important. If lawmakers want to help this economy recover, they have got to help small businesses. And the way they often can help is just by not hurting them.
That's exactly right. Just get out of our way. Don't create things. We're not asking for a handout. We just want you to get out of our way. Hey, Pete, give us the website one more time, please.
That's ntu.org.
Folks, they're worthy of your time. They're worthy of your investment. I encourage you to support ntu.org. Hey, Pete, thanks for being here. Good job today. Tell all the folks I said hi there.
My pleasure. Take care.
See you next time. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame. I'll be back after the news. Now go away.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.